case number 78C, Rodney Fukumoto, in the matter of parole revocation, represented by David Pullman.
So, Mr. Fukumoto, when we last saw you earlier today, we continued the hearing for disposition only. You had earlier pled guilty to the violations and we found you guilty. So now that you have or had access to the report, did you get a chance to read the report or have it read to you?
We're just looking at it now for the first time.
Okay, we'll go off record. Take whatever time you need. When you're ready, just give us a wave.
Off record. Back on record.
All right. So let's start. Let's ask the state first. Do you have any changes or additions to the report?
Just one. I just want to mention that his arrest for disorderly conduct on 2/17/26, he was sentenced to 1 day of jail on April 9th.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Pullman.
I'm glad. Thank you for pausing it so that we can read the report, because that paints such a different story that we would not have known, or at least I wouldn't have known anything about, what went on with him. But it's clear that, he was doing pretty good on parole. He had some kind of mental health break, and he did try to treat it medically and correctly, but he was perhaps too far gone to get much benefit from the resources available at the the jail, as reports that he's been stabilized. He seems, quite stable to me currently, talking to him, and he does recognize that he needs, I talked to him about the last paragraph where they said if he showed an indication that he was interested in mental health housing or a mental health program, that would potentially be the appropriate resolution for him. And he indicated to me that, yes, he thinks he needs that.
Okay. All right. Mr. Fukumoto, what did you want to say?
That's correct. Everything that we discussed is correct.
Okay. Okay, so I'm glad we took the time out for the report as well. I echo what Mr. Pullman said earlier about it. So I guess the question is, where do we go from here? We have until October, right? 25 of 2026? Is that your maximum date?
Or life?
Oh, life term, sorry. Wrong paper. Okay, are you willing, Mr. Fukumoto, to go into a dual diagnosis program if that's needed, or if that's not needed, some supportive and structured living?
Yes, sir.
Okay, have you applied anywhere?
Kukula Mental Health Services.
On Oahu.
On Maui.
On Maui. Okay, and what would they offer you? What could they provide?
I think treatment, residential and or outpatient.
Do we know if that's dual diagnosis?
This is Laura. Can I say something?
Sure.
So, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. So the mental health kukua housing, which Rodney's talking about, that is specifically mental health. And prior to all of this happening, we were working with them to try to get him help. So they are aware of him, and I've been in contact with them, and they're still willing to take him.
Okay, is that an appropriate placement for him as to where he's at today?
I think it would be.
Okay. That's starting to sound good. So let me ask when the decompensation kind of happened on parole and why did it happen? Do we know?
Me?
Yeah.
I kind of noticed it in about December of 2025 because up to that point, you know, he was okay. And then I noticed a decline in his mental health, and I kind of suspect he might have not been taking his meds regularly. But then towards the end, right before this happened, I believe he was completely off his meds. And to be honest with you, I don't know if he was on the right meds. That's why I wanted to get him stabilized, because I would like him to get properly diagnosed and on the right meds.
Yes.
Okay, and would you say, Laura, that that should happen before he gets out, or would that happen if he were to be paroled to this program?
So ideally, it would have been better for him to do it inside, but to be honest, I don't know if that's possible. Mm-hmm. The psychiatrist in the jail has met with him, I believe, a few times, but I don't know how, how do I say this? I don't know.
You don't know if we can get an eval or assessment?
Yeah, I mean, to bluntly put it, I don't know how legit it is.
Okay. So let me ask Chase. Chase, does MCCC have a psychiatrist?
Yeah, we have a psychiatrist, Dr. Feenstra, who meets with her clients. If more so frequently would be monthly, but we could definitely inquire with her to kind of maybe prioritize seeing Fukumoto more frequently and regularly to see if she can do a mental health screening and assessment, and then to weigh in on a history of the medications that he's taking and the suitability for that, if she can maybe see and work with him on having a prognosis to see the accuracy for the medications he's currently on and maybe switching to help further stabilize him. You know, that would, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to try to do that. Fukumoto definitely has shown great improvement. Significant improvement since he did come in admission to us. He was in the holding unit a few times and for a while before going to Module D. So he's been segregated a lot since he's been here. But he since that incident about maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, he's really stabilized himself well and has acclimated with staff well. Even though he's chained, you know, he hasn't resisted. And I'm pretty sure he's currently still taking his medications for what he's being prescribed, but we haven't received any reports that he's resisted or refused to take his medications at this time. So yeah, I could definitely reach out to Dr. Feenstra to see if she can work out a plan with him, and then the kind of bigger picture, maybe coordinating with Mental Health Kukua to see if we can establish that a parole plan for that.
I think that's very helpful. So would the best approach be to let that run its course inside and then consider releasing him? Or do we think as a group here that he could benefit from the program services from the get-go? meaning let them do the diagnosis, let them do the medication, scripts, the adjustments, they have them in-house, he has direct access to them, he's not in chains.
Yeah, I think, whatever, I think for me, I think this is the first time that I've actually really kind of conversated with Rodney, and I'd like to maybe try and establish more conversations with him. I think his awareness to what had happened in terms of his violations and kind of bigger picture that he needs dual diagnosis treatment, and he's for that. I think that's a great start. And then we just continue to build, I don't know if he's in a time crunch to want to get out and get into a dual diagnosis program like Mental Health Kōkua, but at least we have a baseline, and I think we have a good start now going forward, and then we can continue to build from that, all dependent on how much we can, accomplish. I would say 30 days minimally, maybe 2 months, I think we could definitely accomplish something like that to get him into dual diagnosis.
Okay, I think...
But I don't want to answer that for him. I mean, 30 days is still 30 days, that's still a long time.
Right, and for me at least, and the other board members are going to weigh in a little bit, for me, I would rather put him in a place where he's going to get better and not get worse. Meaning, I don't know if he'll get the attention there beyond what you can do initially with the doctor. There's follow-up, if there are adjustments that need to be made, I don't know how often the psych is there. But if it's available on the outside and everything works out that way, I would be inclined to look at that. But let's hear from the other board members first. Thank you, Chase. That was helpful.
So, Chase, his misconduct. So, what happened to the misconduct?
I kind of off the top of my head, it was,
Did he go to committee already?
Yeah, he went to the committee. He might be able to answer on this because I know he's doing lock time. Do you know if he's doing 30 days or 60 days? And what for?
14 days.
14 days. So this one must be more of a moderate misconduct that he's doing lockdown time for. But I know he, a few times, they had to kind of, straitjacket you or kind of had to use a force maybe at one time?
No, never.
Never? Okay. But I know it was kind of to that extent where...
Let me ask Rodney.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So the most recent incident was what? Weapon?
No, it was the drain from the shower. I think it was out.
Oh, and you were swinging him around.
I was showing him the drain from the shower. The things, he drained. The screws wasn't in there, so the thing was out.
I see. Okay.
And then
you had a flooding?
I had what?
You had a flooding incident? You flooded yourself?
A flag?
You flooded.
Up in the old section of the jail, the whole place gets flooded once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, so, but did you cause it? Did you plug the drain?
The sink got clogged.
The sink got clogged.
Yes, I caused it because I was using the sink.
Okay, so what about when you was out of parole? What about your drug use?
I was really good. I just had that one incident in January, which I admitted to, and that was it.
That's the only time you've used in the past seven years.
Yeah, that I admitted to, yeah.
what happened? What was the circumstances of that use?
It was a new year, so it's kind of quite depressing for me. So, I mean, where my life was heading towards, yeah. So, I just made the wrong decision. And, you know, when I was asked, because I take urine analysis every one or two weeks for the past, like, 5 or 6 years, yeah. So it's not like I'm taking a UA every 3 months. I'm taking it every week to every 2 weeks. So I just reported it to my parole officer.
I see. Okay, so it sounds like you were kind of depressed then about how things was going.
Yeah, it's a bad excuse, but you know, it was at the time that was the position I was dealt with.
Okay. So what did you do? You had to go find somebody that you knew.
No, just being in places that I shouldn't have been at the time.
Where was that?
Well, places that compromised my mental health behavior, like, you know, like at a house or as a residence or a company or whatever it was.
So you went to somebody else's house?
Yeah, kind of like ran into people, you know. Maybe not the best people, but you know, I made the decision. I did what I did, and now I have to suffer the consequences of what I did, right?
Okay. I guess what I'm asking was, it was your decision making, yeah. It wasn't
forced. Yeah.
Well, not so much forced as just it kind of just happened, right? You ran into somebody. You went to somebody's house, right?
Well, it was like actually a job site.
How is that?
Remodeling.
Oh, so you were working at the house?
Yeah, kind of like helping out.
And they were using, somebody was using the house?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a bad situation where everybody was kind of using, you know? So I don't laugh it off that way, you know, just disrespectful, but you know, that's the best way that I see.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay.
And normally you stay away from places like that.
Yeah. Okay. That's the best possible result for me.
Okay.
Which I believe.
Okay. I'm asking you these questions, Rodney, because I want to know if that has any part in your decompensation. Yeah.
Right.
If the drug use triggered all this. Pretty clear for you, yeah.
Right. Well, it was. I mean, in large result, it was a big playmaker in it, you know.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I understand. I understand how bad the results can be, and I'm not trying to be deceptive in any way. So I've been really transparent with my parole officer. So and any services that I go to, if she has any questions about my prognosis or whatever it is, that they reported immediately to the Department of Public Safety.
Okay. Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you.
Okay, Rodney, you know, I'm really interested in hearing what you believe would be the best path for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your plan should be?
Now that I feel I'm in a better place right now, so I mean, going forward, I know exactly what I have to do, so it's easier for me, which is refrain from drug and alcohol use and get back with the program. You know what I mean? Because we all don't have more time for, you know, something like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it's unnecessary because somebody else would be filling this spot right now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
Just getting back and working. Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
No,
I just want to get off the wrong medication, be put on the right medication, and get back into the workforce and get back moving.
Mm-hmm. Rodney, how good are you at taking your medication when you're not in a place when somebody's giving it to you? Are you pretty good at it, or do you tend to kind of lapse taking it?
Right now, the medication that I'm taking, the thing makes me feel... I don't feel right. I get.
Oh.
I don't know why, but I get angry. You think this makes me not feel right? Okay. I was on Adderall and all kinds of different things, but I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, that's a really important thing to get straightened out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think what you just told us about how that medication makes you feel angry, you think that's a really important thing to talk to the doctor about. You know, sometimes it takes a while to find the right medication that's going to work best for you.
I just went through the growing pains of taking these medications, so just to find a baseline where the proper medications would fall.
Yes.
That's about it.
Yeah. And I did hear people say that you seem to be much more stable than you were for a while.
Yeah.
Because
I wasn't thinking, I'm not taking the medication all the way through. Maybe every 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. But then I would have to fight my way through the growing pains that I'm going through, yeah?
Yeah.
So like, I cannot take them every day because the thing is, it's too consuming.
I see. Yeah.
But I'm not a doctor, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, really important that you could communicate that concern really clearly. Because when you get back out in the community, I'd really like to see you on a medication that you feel right on, that's really mm-hmm. helping to control any symptoms you might have. Yeah. And the other thing is, and I think you've already found this out, is that using a drug like meth is really a dangerous thing for you with your mental health issues. Yeah.
Right.
It can really push you into psychosis and get you.
Yeah, it does do that, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to really remind yourself of that when the temptation comes up. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, one of the really positive things that I saw was back in 2024, when you started to have some psychiatric symptoms, that you initiated going to the doctor and getting some help. So that's a very positive thing that I hear about your commitment to your mental health. Yeah. Okay. So how are you feeling about the idea of your going to a mental health program in the community?
Well, if it's appropriate, then I believe it's going to be appropriate, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a prognosis itself. So, like I said again, I'm not a psychiatrist or, you know, I'm not a medical doctor. So,
right.
whatever they deem fit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I might have just missed this, but do you already have a mental health case manager?
I was just, you know, in course of all this happening, I was already transferring from one mental health agency to the next one with me, my parole officer, and I believe her name is EJ from Mental Health Kukua Services, so they're highly recommended.
Okay. All right. Thanks for answering my questions.
You're welcome.
Can I go off real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Off record. Okay. Back on record.
Okay. So, Rodney, we're going to continue you on parole, yeah? We don't want to overlook the fact that you did almost 7 years, and, you know, you're coming across as very clear and organized and very articulate. You know, I think you've identified where you kind of went off the rails and where the help is at, yeah? So we want you to continue with that. So we're going to continue you on parole to an appropriate residence that can meet your, and plus mental health care in the community. Yeah? So.
Yes, thank you.
It sounds like Kukua is a place to go. So if in fact that is the place, then you would work with parole to get you a bed and a date, and then we'll send you back out.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.